Hey, you, is your league rocking that same tired fantasy trophy they gave out to millennials like Grandma's Butterscotch? Trophy Smack destroys the competition! Finally, there is a unique and customizable fantasy sports trophy to represent your hard-earned victory. With Trophy Smack Swap Top, you have the ability to change the trophy top every year. The league winner keeps their topper and plaque to remind them of what it takes to be number one. We also sell rings, championship belts, and gift cards. Still not sold on Trophy Smack? Take a real customer's word for it.
It's clearly the best trophy on the planet. I bought the Trump topper and wow, doesn't that topper look like a winner?
Oh, I almost forgot. Last year in my fantasy league with UPS, I won a bet for free lifetime shipping. So, you're welcome for that. Take your fantasy smack talk to the next level. Visit TrophySmack.com to buy your trophy today.
What's up and welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with your hosts, Doug Eddy, Tim Keller, and Tyler Gunther. Bring us all inside the huddle. Whether it's in season or off season, this is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty fantasy football advice. So let's not waste any more time and get right to it with Doug, Tim, and Tyler with another Dynasty Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour. I'm your host, Doug Eddy. I am here with my co-hosts, Justin McCaslin. Justin, thank you for coming on this week. Tim is out camping in the deep woods of Pennsylvania. I hope he's okay. If you hear a man squeal very loudly, run in the other direction. And of course, we have Tyler Gunther here. Boys, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to be on tonight. I'm really excited about our guest, and I don't know if that says more about him, more about me.
What do you think, Tyler? Are you excited about our guest?
Well, I'm the one that asked him to come on, so not really. I mean, we just needed a body, a warm body to come on and talk. I mean, Tim has some big shoes, so we needed two people to fill his shoes, and if you combine Justin and our guest, who I will let Doug announce because he is way better at it than I am. So,
We'll fill those clown shoes.
Tyler, you take it. You go ahead and do it. You invited him.
We
introduce him.
We have Shane from Dynasty Trades HQ. Shane.
Hey.
You and I have been on a podcast together that hasn't been one of ours, but we have been now officially on each other's podcast. I was on HQ a while back, and then with Grandpa Sipes and the Madman. And you are finally on Dynasty Happy Hour. I've returned the favor, so I owe you no debts now.
A Lannister always pays his debts.
That's true.
This is true. It's pretty awesome. This is one of those podcasts that was on my bucket list. I don't shoot for the stars, but that's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
You don't need to shoot too high.
It's funny though, when you were describing myself and Justin, and you said a warm body to come on, that reminded me of what my wife calls me.
Thinking it. I just didn't say anything.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Shane, I feel you. Not literally.
I know we can't be vulgar, so I'm doing my best.
We can be suggestive, however.
That was just suggestive, right?
Yeah, it was suggestive humor. It's, you know, if you ever watch any of these kids' movies, there's a lot more suggestive humor than most people think. For the adults that are sitting there watching, they can kind of like smirk and laugh. I find that all the time when I'm watching movies with my kids, and I'm like, that was for the adults.
Thank you for bringing that up. This week, I went to go see Aladdin with my daughter, and I was actually quite fond of it. I thought, you know, Will Smith as a genie, I'd be a little worried about it because, you know, Robin Williams is
impossible.
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks. Yeah, you can't fill those shoes. Will Smith did a very good job, I thought. So the one thing I was more worried about the movie with was actually my favorite part of the movie.
Which is, I mean, everyone's seen Aladdin. I don't think they changed the story. Yeah.
Which is,
you're not spoiling anything.
Will Smith as the genie. I think he did a very good job for the expectations that he was going up against with Robin Williams in the past being the genie.
I'm officially on a live action remake ban right now. I can't do it. I can't watch Aladdin. I can't watch Dumbo. I'm not going to watch Lion King. I refuse to pay money to go see a movie I've already seen that is going to, that the originals, you can't top the originals. It's just a cash grab. Once Beauty and the Beast made $1 billion worldwide, it was remake everything time. They're probably going to remake The Incredibles in like 2 years.
With real people?
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine? Who would they cast?
John Cena is Mr. Incredible. I don't know.
I'd watch
that. I was gonna say
he's gonna be in the new Fast and Furious movie. Not the Hobbs and Shaw one, but Fast and Furious 17 or whatever it is.
Oh, he is? Gosh. So not his own spinoff, Dad.
No, he's gonna be in the big cast movie with Vin Diesel and all that jazz.
Fast and the Furious 17. So we are way too fast and super furious.
The spinoff is Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes, like the little kid and the tiger. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
But they do stunts that are ridiculous. It's pretty fun. I gotta know.
How Princess Jasmine look?
Not as hot as the cartoon.
No, actually, no. Which is weird to say.
All right. Maybe here's what we're going to do. Let's move this conversation to the Patreon episode because I have thoughts when it comes to animated females. So if you want to hear about that, sign up for Patreon. Go on patreon.com, search Dynasty Happy Hour. $1, you get an extra episode a week. It's amazing. And we will talk about this on this week's episode. How's that? Before we get into some news, so this week we're going to cover some news. We're also going to cover some Dynasty trades. So we're going to go over these trades, give you our thoughts. We've had a lot of people tweet at us today. We're looking for advice on these trades, so we're going to help you out. But before we get into all that, I do want to give a shout out to TrophySmack.com for sponsoring us this week. You can go on TrophySmack.com, get your league a new trophy, a better trophy. Nope, the best trophy. And when you do that, you can use code DHHRING, and that's going to get you a free $60 championship ring. Now, if you're in a really cool league, if you're the champ, you'll have everybody kiss the ring like the Godfather. You'll be the dawn of all dawns in fantasy football. So make sure you go on TrophySmack.com. Again, it's DHHRING. So check that out. Also, want to give a shout out to everyone out there that's got a Scott Fishbowl 9 invite. Let's go. I hope everyone that's listening is able to get in. I hope everyone here gets in.
If you don't, another reason to join Patreon this week, because next week we will announce our winner and only one of our patrons will be the winner. Shane, you are a patron of us. Thank you for helping us out, but you cannot win because you already have an invite.
But that's not fair. I want two.
Nope. You don't get two. You get one.
You have to go by like a surname. Like, Kim Possible.
Well, I was going to say, there's lots of burner accounts running around on Twitter these last few weeks.
It seems like people are making accounts, and oh my God, that's a whole nother story. Maybe we'll talk about that on the Patreon as well. So let's jump into some news. We've got some pretty good nuggets for a quiet time of the season. We had some OTAs over this past week, so there's some news about some guys that are looking really good. Now, of course, it is that type of season, so if you see a video of a player, you hear this news, take it with a grain of salt, although you can use it to your advantage if you're looking to trade some of these players, because once that hype gets up, everyone remembers Terrell Pryor's one-handed catch. Oh my God, Terrell Pryor's gonna beast, and he did nothing. So if you traded Terrell Pryor and got late first, early second for him after he had that one good year, awesome. This is exactly what you want to do. So if there's players on your roster that you don't necessarily believe in that are getting hype, this all opens up some good trade windows for you. And same thing is true on the other end. If there's players like, oh, this guy is struggling, but you believe in him, then you can get him a little bit cheaper than normal. So some good things going on. So the first thing I want to get to was the big extension, the record extension signed by Carson Wentz of the Philadelphia Eagles. He signs a 4-year, $128 million extension. He got what? 107 guaranteed, I think, which is the most of all time, beating Russell Wilson's previous mark, which this record gets broken like every month, it seems like. Who's the next quarterback to get paid? We'll break that.
Dak's actually the one that's up. Mahomes.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll
next season.
I don't know if they'll break the bank like that, but the thing about it is they all sound bigger than the last one because everybody knows that the CBA is coming up and they'll, you know, renegotiate everything. The salary cap will be higher. So they're all preparing for that.
Yep. Absolutely. So from a fantasy perspective, I think this is kind of nice just to know that Carson Wentz has some security. He's going to be in that system through 2024. Exactly. And, you know, he's going to have our Sega Whiteside, who's going to beast. for the next X amount of years. No, I just love Arcega Whiteside. But so, Shane, what are your thoughts on, you know, you're an Eagles fan, I heard, correct?
A little bit. Yeah. I'm a little bit.
So what was your initial reaction with this Wentz deal? Were you like, yes, lock him up, I love Carson Wentz? Or you're like, he's always injured and I think he's kind of a bum? Like,
I split on him. Super excited by Wentz is a guy that all offseason I've been pounding the drums for, pounding the tables, whatever nonsense cliche you want to come up with. I was pounding
Joe Williams.
talking about how good Carson Wentz.
He's not doing anything else.
No, exactly. He's got to serve some purpose. So I just pound on him a little bit. Wentz had a bad season, and I'm doing air quotes because we're not doing a YouTube video here. He had a bad season last year. He was within less than half a point a game of being a top 12 quarterback last year. One of only six quarterbacks to have 20 touchdowns and less than 10 interceptions in back-to-back seasons. But everybody's just trashing him. He's injury prone, even though his injuries aren't related, which is just makes no sense. So I loved it. Additionally, as a real football fan too, only 66 of that is fully guaranteed. I haven't seen all the details on it yet, but that's what came out. So that sounds like some of it's, you know, those injuries for guaranteed for injuries, which it's made up money. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're still an out for it. And like Justin and I think Tyler said, at this point, it seems like a lot. In 2 years, he's going to be, you know, the
average
15th highest quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. As it should be. These guys, there's always going to be the next, you know, like you said, Patrick Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, these guys are going to come up. They're going to get paid too. And by the time they get paid, they'll reset the market. And then, hey, guess what? Dak and Carson are up again for their new contracts. So
it's just Trevor Lawrence is the $300 million man.
Oh gosh. Can you imagine football with baseball's contracts?
Ugh. Like Mike Trout money.
Well, we kind of saw that. Remember Sam Bradford forced the NFL to stop them from themselves because they said, you know what? We got to stop giving these rookies a $100 million contracts when they're not Andrew Luck.
And he still never fixed his crossed eyes, which was amazing to me.
No, you would think you could pay for that, right?
I would think so. There's got to be some sort of like backstreet Thailand surgeon that could at least take care of that.
That's probably where he went to, which is why it
made it worse.
Stayed the same.
Now, just from a fantasy perspective, though, I did write up 1,000 words on it that evening because I can't help myself. But one of the things I noted is that Alshon Jeffrey, you might as well just get him fitted for a new uniform now because he's gone from Philadelphia next year with his.
Yeah, they can't afford him.
Yeah, his $15 million cap hit. He's just not worth it. He's a good player. He's just not a $15 million.
And that's why they drafted Arcega Whiteside. All right, exactly. So let's move on. Let's keep with some quarterback talk here. So, you know, a lot of people have been concerned about Cam Newton's shoulder, and he was cleared to throw. So this, if I've been very much on the train of buying Cam Newton in the offseason when I can, especially in Superflex leagues, because his value's never been so low. A lot like Andrew Luck. So I got Luck in a couple of dynasty leagues last year when we didn't know if he was going to play at all. This news on Cam Newton is very positive. He's cleared to throw already. I'm thinking he's going to be fine before the season starts. Now, when you look at all the stuff that's around Cam Newton, McCaffrey, Ian Thomas, Greg Olsen, Curtis Samuel, DJ Moore, they've got some veteran receivers on there as well that could contribute. I love me some Cam Newton. I have him locked into my top five quarterbacks this year. Maybe that's a little high. They've made some improvements along the offensive line as well. So I'm loving Cam Newton. Tyler, are you buying Cam Newton this offseason with people scared off with him a little bit because of the shoulder?
Not particularly. I like Will Greer a lot, and they drafted him in the third round, which is kind of perks my ears up a little bit. Because when you draft a quarterback in the third round, they're developmental, but yet you still have the thought of them being a starter for your team in the future, a third round quarterback that you hope that they can be a starter for you, and kind of like how the Patriots do, you know, maybe you can trade them, but the fact that they did that kind of made me wonder.
And he's a hometown boy. He's from North Carolina.
That is true. Cam Newton, he will be 30 years old and he is a big man. Yes. But the way he plays, he is not going to last. And I don't think he'll last till 33. I think he'll be broken down. A lot of things will go wrong. And you got to look at just at the end of the year when he was throwing the ball, if you look at his delivery, it's a lot of pressure on his back as well. It's like a slingshot almost, like a catapult. And he just bends his back. And there's something about that delivery that gets me just like, okay, is he that injured? Is the injury of the shoulder that bad to where he's got to alter his throwing mechanics? Or is that just how he throws? There's a lot of things with Cam Newton that worries me.
Are you worried about Phillip Rivers then?
Well, Phillip Rivers is, I mean, the OG.
Because they have similar delivery styles. I mean, Cam definitely throws a little bit more with, like you said, a slingshot engaged. But Phillip Rivers has a weird delivery too. I'm not worried. Here's the thing. Cam Newton is definitely going to last past the age 33 season. He hasn't really missed much time in his career. And yes, he has a shoulder injury. But he hasn't had any major, major injuries that I can remember, even back in college. So I think Cam is perfectly fine. Shane, you seem to be nodding in agreement with me. So let's gang up against Tyler here.
Yeah, Tyler's just completely wrong. And I appreciate, you know, him being a good host and just giving me some softballs. But yes, Cam is huge. Cam's what, 6'4", 240?
He's like 6'6".
Yeah, of just rocked up muscle. He can take a hit. And prior to last season, I mean, we could complain about his completion percentage and things like that. I think his shoulder was just, you know, it was crab meat by the end of the season, which is why they benched him and let Tyler Henneke or whoever play. I don't see any long-term effects of that. The fact that they've already stated that he's going to be throwing at mini camps next week or in 2 weeks, whenever they start, is a good sign. It's definitely not an Andrew Luck situation where it's shrouded in mystery and, you know, he's going to different countries trying to, you know, use stem cells to get better. I have no worries at all about Cam Newton, and he is a guy that people should have been buying.
Yes, I agree. So let's move it on to the wide receiver position, and I'm going to get Justin involved on this one. So Emmanuel Sanders came out on the gram this week and posted a video of him cutting, running 6 months post Achilles surgery for a 32 or 33-year-old wide receiver. We were all pretty much like, Sanders is done, write him off, he's trash, like trade him for whatever you can get. He releases this Instagram video, and I was like, okay, like 6 months post-injury, we've got another 90 days until the season starts. Like, he looks pretty good. So, Justin, are you, where were you before this video on Emmanuel Sanders? Were you in the class of, like, he's all done and I'm trying to get whatever I can? And post-video, are you now intrigued as Emmanuel Sanders being, like, a wide receiver 3 on some of your win-now dynasty rosters?
Yeah, so one of the things I remember us talking about was of the 3 people who tore their Achilles, who was going to come back? And it was definitely Emmanuel Sanders was the guy who could come back. Now, this is kind of showing the progression of sports medicine, because it wasn't that long ago ACLs were career enders. And, I mean, we've always thought of Achilles injuries the same exact way. And it appears that, you know, there's a possibility that you can come back from one of those faster than you thought or more healthy than you thought. We'll see. It's still to be seen whether or not he can. But that's a good sign to see him cutting and running that hard. For me personally, if he's coming at like back into the fourth or, you know, waiver wire guys, I'm up. I'm down for it. I like him to perform. He's that vet, the flex guy that you can depend on. It's still one of those things. I'm not going to pay too much because Instagram videos are one thing. Getting out on the field and beating some of the guys that they have ahead of him now, at least theoretically, is another. So until he's cut, like he's still a good option, but I'm not going to break the bank by any means. I wouldn't go past a fourth.
Tyler Gunther, are you on the Deshaun Hamilton season in Denver, and Emmanuel Sanders is a thing of the past?
Yeah, Deshaun all the way. I actually moved him up my rankings, and I want you guys to guess where I have him ranked, because I love Deshaun Hamilton. I think he's a guy that could go off this year. Give me a range.
I think you have him as your wide receiver 34.
Overall. Give me overall.
Oh, overall? Let's say 75th player overall.
That is actually pretty damn close. He's in the 70s.
Hey. I wasn't.
But yeah, he's a guy that I absolutely love, and I see big things. These Achilles injuries, yeah, you know, like Justin said, you can see him on the field and Instagram all nice and stuff. But what will it be like during bump coverage? Like when people are close and giving him a little push and shove at the line, how does he play with that? That is what I would like to see. And that's what I want to see from somebody with an Achilles, is seeing, you know, somebody get pressure in front of them and then really push off with that heel. We all saw it destroy Brad Pitt in that movie. And an injury like that is very hard to come back from. I mean, Brad Pitt died from the Achilles injury. So yeah, Manuel Sanders is very lucky to even be running.
That injury is the Pitts. So I want to switch over to a wide receiver that doesn't stink.
Wow.
Dad jokes galore. Wow. Let's roll. Transitional dad jokes. You're welcome, everyone.
Don't turn it off. Please come back. There's a lot of good. There's a lot more good
stuff. There was news that came out the other day about DeAndre Hopkins. He said he played in the most pain in his career. His shoulder was ripped from the bone, and this man still went for 115, 15, 72, and 11. If you're in a dynasty startup, everybody is salivating at the mouth to get these running backs. And if DeAndre Hopkins falls to you in the late first round, it is a slam, like draft every single time. DeAndre Hopkins is amazing. He's my favorite wide receiver in the NFL to watch. He's such a technician. He's amazing. His hands are glorious. He catches balls like deflected in between his legs, like no look passes. He's just amazing. So I just wanted to put a note in there that Hopkins was playing injured. And if he's fully healthy in this offense, could he exceed those numbers? What do we think? We'll go right around quick. Justin, does he exceed last year's numbers?
I don't know. I don't think he can exceed them. Match them, yes. Exceed them fantasy points based on, you know, random touchdowns or receptions, possibly. Those are pretty awesome numbers, though.
Shane, what say you?
It's just because that's such an elite level, I'm going to say he doesn't exceed them too, but I wouldn't be shocked if he does at this point. He's shown that he's one of the top three wide receivers in the league.
These are the guys that can exceed them again.
Yeah. If someone does, you know, if he dropped 1900 yards and 15 touchdowns, I'd be like, that's an amazing season, but it wouldn't be shocking. Now, if Kiki QT did that, I'd be shocked.
True. Tyler, what do you think? Does he exceed 2018's production?
No, because I have hopes for Will Fuller being healthy the whole season. When Will Fuller is healthy, Hopkins is still elite, but isn't as elite as he is without Will Fuller or Kiki QT, which, by the way, Kiki QT is a fine player, but like we saw with Mike Clay last week, and I have actually looked around other sites and everything with the rankings for Kiki QT and how people value him in trades. The love's getting up there and people are
getting pumped up.
Yeah. And I mean, we've all seen Will Fuller, and I think it might be a Will Fuller contract year if I'm thinking correct, unless they picked up the option. That could be an issue. If Will Fuller can't stay healthy, he might move on. But if Will Fuller stays healthy, I mean, they're probably going to keep him at a decent price. But Will Fuller has shown to be very productive when healthy. And yeah, like I said, when Will Fuller's healthy, Hopkins kind of is still elite, but not quite there. So
one more Will Fuller healthy and you set the world record on a podcast.
Will Fuller,
can you get it
healthy
in
2019?
Oh my God. You just beat the record. Congratulations. Guinness was on the line. They are putting you in the record book for Will Fuller healthy quotes in one podcast. You've done it.
Tyler. I just want to thank my, first of all, our Lord and Savior. Without him, I wouldn't be able to do this. I want to thank my wife for always being behind me with everything.
You're getting played off the stage.
Give him the hook, boo.
I'm still confused. So what, Will Fuller, for him to produce next season, does he need to stay healthy?
I think he's got to stay healthy.
I think
Will Fuller, if he stays healthy,
yeah.
I need to add my stats, right?
Here's the only thing, and I hate using that injury-prone label, But Kiki Kuti has a history of hamstring issues, and Will Fuller has never played a full season going back to Pop Warner. I actually looked up those stats. Yeah.
But they also have Kahilimi Waring.
Kamala Waring. He's a wrestler slash football player.
Slash politician.
Yeah. So let's move on. We're going to keep it on the wide receiver talk for a couple more quick ones. So news out of Patriots camp from Mike Reese, who's the ESPN Patriots insider. In his weekly Sunday article, one of the things that he noticed is that Braxton Berrios is one of the most improved players on the team. Now, everyone was kind of Braxton Berrios was a very popular fourth round rookie draft pick last year, and he got the Foxborough flu and they put him on the IR. I don't really think he was hurt. He just didn't have a role on the team. They put him IR. Now, Reese is saying that he's running crisper routes. He's treating this season like his rookie year. He knows the playbook a lot better, and he's looking really, really good out there. So any of you guys buying Braxton Berrios is maybe like, you remember when it was Wes Welker and Julian Edelman, and then Welker went off to Denver and then Edelman kind of shined. Is anyone stashing Berrios thinking he might be the next Edelman? Justin is smiling and shaking his head.
No, because we called these nuggets earlier. I mean, it's like if White Castle had chicken nuggets. Like
They do.
Oh, I'm sure they're terrible.
If they go through you like the burgers do, trouble time.
By the way, White Castle burgers, I don't care what you say about them. They are actually very good.
Those onions lubricate your intestines real fast.
Yeah. If you need to lose weight real quick, and like if you can eat White Castle and lose weight.
You're like, bro, I got a boxing match tomorrow. I need to cut weight. Cram White Castle.
I love White Castle, though. Like every time I've had it, I've not been disappointed.
Gross.
Anyway,
I'm gonna say is
no
freaking gross.
After the Patriots just signed drafted a receiver in the first round, I don't care about their camp hype player.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Berrios might be a nice player, but he's never gonna be anything big fantasy. So let's talk about another player, a hype player from last year that a lot of people were saying buy in the offseason coming off an ACL injury, and that was Deion Kane. And news came out this week that Deion Kane may not regain his explosiveness until, drumroll, November. So Deion Kane, any Deion Kane believers? I think, Tyler, you were a Deion Kane guy, coming out of Clemson.
I was a big proponent of buying him before the draft, and then they drafted Paris Campbell. And, I mean, I still had hope and wished he could see the field. But yeah, I mean, getting drafted in, I think it was the seventh or sixth round last year was a little telling. And then the injury kind of postponed. Like, he had some hype last year on this time. People were saying he was making big plays. And now the injury, and now he's a little behind, and he's not going to play. Yeah, like Shane said off air, writing's on the wall of him probably getting cut or getting on the PUP. And then possibly not having any roster spots and then getting cut. So the outlook is not good for him. If you can get him, if you have an open spot and he's on a free agency, yeah, sure, pick him up, because he's a guy that's from Clemson receiver, and anything can happen with those guys. So yeah.
All right. Who has a better career in their respective work field? Is it Dean Kane or Deion Kane?
Ooh, Dean Kane's still doing what do you call those Hallmark movies? So
yeah, Dean Kane was Superman. Yeah. I'm gonna go Dean Kane on this one. Sorry, Deion. Let's move on.
Dean Kane would actually have a better football career as well, but
didn't he? I think he played sports in college, if I remember correctly. I don't know.
Well,
I think I read it in Teen Beat, like in the 2000s. I just can't remember the exact sport that he played.
Did you say Teen Beat, like those teen magazines, or
Tiger Beat? Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Meat Beat? I don't remember what it was.
Meat Beat. Well, that's completely different.
Yeah. I mean,
my dad was a butcher. Let's keep it real here, okay?
Oh.
All right. So let's do a quick roundtable, and then we're going to move on to some trades because we're running a little bit long. But we're having fun, and that's all that matters, and we hope you're having fun while you're listening. So Rashad Penny has lost 15 pounds. last season, he went from Rashad Penny to Rashad Quarter. And now he's slimming back down, but he's not a dime yet.
Wow. Oh, snap. Wow.
He brought his
He's not that good looking. That's right. We also have news that Nyheim Hines wants 1,000 yards in 2019. All I got to say is it's nice to want. And Jacob Hollister has been a terrific acquisition for the Seattle Seahawks, coming from the New England Patriots for a 7th-round pick. And then, last but not least, the most important news of all this week, fantasy heartthrob, fantasy crush, Christine Michael tried out for the XFL. Whew, my pants just got tight. I'm going to pick him up in every league possible. He's coming back for another league. So, guys, feel free to swoop in and talk about any of those nuggets before we move on to these trades.
Rashad Penny, I want to talk about real quick. That is a person you should have bought this offseason. He had the draft capital. He had the late season production that you want to see from a player. He looked better as the season went. If you did not do your due diligence and go purchase Rashad Penny, or at least try to, then you did it wrong, because that is a player that everybody should have went out and tried to go for, especially with how much they're going to run the ball. And Chris Carson being injured, and that injury seeming to be more serious than we all thought it was. There's a lot of writing on the wall.
Season.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Don't you dare get my hopes up like that. There's a lot of things going Rashad Penny's way right now, and he could end up being a 1,000-yard rusher. He could be
So you think that Penny could really shine this year?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we could see a new Penny this year.
Yeah, I think if he gets more playing time, he won't be rusty. So I think you're onto something there. It's very good. Very good.
I agree with you, Tyler. Something that bothers me all the time, and people keep talking about how bad Penny looked last year, and I'm like, did you actually watch him play? Because he never actually looked bad. And if you looked at the advanced statistics, he was actually very good. It's just Carson happened to be better, which, you know, that's unfortunate for Penny. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Chris Carson's going to be out for this season, because Pete Carroll's a big fat liar. So that minor knee surgery was probably a knee replacement.
We can rebuild him.
Any thoughts on Nyheim Hines and 1,000 yards? How is that Looney Tunes, or is that something that
Marlon Mack is going to have a gigantic year? That's my thought. I think Marlon Mack is going to destroy.
I'm not a Mack guy. Sorry, not sorry.
You should be. Very good.
If he's talking about 1,000 yards from scrimmage, yeah, I could see him having 1,000 yards from scrimmage. 1,000 yards rushing is a pipe dream for that dude. 1,000 yards receiving for him would be
pulled the Charles Sims and did 500 and 500?
No, that's what I'm saying. From scrimmage, I could see him easily doing that, because Hines was one of the more prolific receiving backs out of last season. So I don't think that's out of the question at all. I just think that him having 1,000 in any single category is probably a pipe dream for that dude.
I just got a notification from Guinness Book of World Records once again. We are the only podcast so far this year to mention Charles Sims.
Nice.
Also, the thing with Hines is he's got to muster up the courage to catch up with Marlon Mack.
Had to see where
he's
got to
relish the opportunity.
Did you know that Gerard Mayo is now a linebackers coach for New England?
Wow, that's
actually I had to get the condiment talking there.
I'm not.
By the way, for those who don't get it, Heinz is a ketchup company, a condiment company.
They make Heinz 51 special ketchup.
It's Heinz 57.
Exactly. Okay.
And well, I believe it's Heinz Field, which was funny because Heinz Ward used to play there in Pittsburgh. Wowzers. We are going off the rails, and I love it. All right, let's keep it moving, because we're gonna do that. So first, before we get to our trades, where if you tweeted at us, we are gonna cover your trades today. So congratulations getting it on the podcast.
Thank you for still listening after all.
Welcome. They're probably to the summer.
You know what? They all died of laughter, Tyler. So that's where they've gone.
The Achilles injury.
It's true. So we want to thank Sitter Start and our boy Jay over there. So make sure you check out the Sitter Start app. Working on some great things in partnership with DHH, working on the Dynasty Happy Hour website. But make sure you go on iTunes as well as the Google Play Store and download that Sitter Start app. A lot of exciting things that are going to be launching right before the season. As you know, the app's pretty self-explanatory. It's Sitter Start. So if you need, you got that, I want to start Emmanuel Sanders or Deshaun Hamilton, 70% of the time, it's right every time on who you can start and who's going to win. Also has news and all sorts of cool things going to be incorporated on it. You can also find some podcasts on there as well. So make sure you check that out. Again, Google Play, iTunes Store, sit or start. So I'm going to defer to Justin, and Justin is going to give us dem trades, and we're going to give these lovely listeners and tweeters our advice.
Cool, man. Yeah. So I'm just going to read this, and then I'm going to kick it to Shane since he's our guest, and then we'll just pick up afterwards. So in no particular order, this first one comes from Andrew Hall, FF. What's the best I can get in a straight up trade for Calvin Ridley? Shane, what do you think?
Best you can get a straight up trade. Calvin Ridley's at least a wide receiver too in most people's minds. So a running back too. I don't have stats in front of me. You're not getting Marlon Mack. So probably lower than that.
I'm thinking maybe like a Devonta Freeman kind of guy. Mack came to mind. I would seek out Mack and see if I couldn't flip him for Mack.
Tyler, would you do that deal? You're a Ridley guy. And you just said you love Mack, so
I would probably do that. It depends on need. And honestly, I think if you have Ridley as well and you need a running back, and say you are a fan of a Montgomery or Sanders, I think you could swap them too. From what I've seen and asked around with Calvin Ridley, is he is probably rated right around N'Keal Harry. Like if you wanted a player in this draft, N'Keal Harry, then Ridley, or it'd go Jacobs, N'Keal Harry, then it would be like Ridley, Montgomery, Sanders, and all those guys. But yeah, I mean, if you're desperate need for running back, Mack would be a really good choice. And yeah, one of the two rookies also.
I mean, I'm looking at ADP on DLF right now, and we're just nailing everybody right around him. So I think this is pretty square on. If you can get any of those guys, I think I'd be happy. Honestly, I'd be happy with keeping Calvin Ridley too, but if you're running back needy, none of those are bad options. All right, so moving on to our next trade. This guy says Devonta Adams for the 113, 203, 204, 206, and 2021 first. And I'm starting to wonder if this wasn't a joke.
2021 first, huh?
Pretty much you got Devonta Adams for 113, 3 seconds. And then if you want to prorate the 2021, you'd probably rate that at what, a late second round in 2019. So, yeah, I mean, you won. I mean, Devonta Adams easily. I'd take Devonta Adams even with another first added in from this year. You're getting a top five receiver from last year, a guy who should be one of the best targets and get more targets than a lot of the receivers in the league. Because I'm as much as I love ESB and MVS, I mean, what else do they have there? It's going to be Devonta Adams' show. Aaron Rodgers came out, said that he needs to get the ball more to Devonta Adams. So give me Adams all day here.
I concur.
Justin, why do you think that's a joke other than the trade being awful?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this one for me, I always look at these kind of trades as hope doesn't put up fantasy points. And so as many chances as you get with those picks.
There's a rookie receiver with the last name Hope next year.
Right. That would be amazing. That would totally make this. I would have to put that on a t-shirt or something. But no, you always take the sure thing in this situation, because these aren't even high proportion or a high probability picks to begin with. We're talking about the 13, and unless this is, and that's probably a compensatory pick or something, like, no, this is just a bunch of hope. So moving on, this is that one was from Levi Andrew, by the way. This is from Dan Theory. This is Le'Veon Bell and Robert Woods for N'Keal Harry, Rashad Penny, Trey Burton, and JJ Arcega-Whiteside. Pretty standard league, one quarterback, PPR, no premiums.
So that was Rashad Penny, N'Keal Harry, and JJ Arcega-Whiteside on the one side for Bell and Woods, and huh?
Burton as well.
Oh, well, yeah. Trey Burton doesn't matter. So
tight ends don't matter.
Yeah. Say that to his mother.
Well, I would, but I don't know the woman. I'm sure she's lovely, but if anyone knows Burton. Trey's Burton, I'll look her up on Twitter and I'll tweet
or his dad, Tim Burton.
Tim Burton. Wow.
wasn't his dad the bassist for Metallica, Cliff Burton?
I think I pretty heavily like Bell and Woods here, but I'm a big Woods guy. I love Woods.
He's so underrated.
You know, you could give me Robert Woods all night. And I mean, Lev Bell is going to just destroy things this year. And by about week four, even if you don't like Lev Bell, you're going to be able to sell him for just basically that package by itself.
Package and Woods. Okay. The thing is with that surprised me with that whole LA team and Woods is Wood doesn't get that much attention on the field. Like you'd be like, whoa, there's Woods, but yeah.
They're just leaving him open one-on-one yeah. with the second or third best cornerback on the team. Like he's, yeah. so he's Woods the guy everybody's right like, out in the open. Throw it to him. He's open. Yeah. I'm right there with you. I think the Bell and the Woods side are where I would be too. The Woods for N'Keal Harry, that's probably a one for one, take your pick. And the rest of it is a pretty much no brainer for Bell. So, I mean, it's pretty easy to look at it that way.
Yeah. It looks like that, you know, obviously the one team's rebuilding and it's not a bad trade.
And that's very possible. Yeah. If that team is rebuilding, then I say that that's not a bad return because Bell has the potential to come up, you know, goose egg this year, not goose egg really, but he could come up looking like he put on a quarter. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That means he got fatter. I got a joke. It's a callback.
He looked like the Philadelphia Bell.
Hey, he's cracked. Oh, I understand. That's the crack. Liberty Bell. Hey, that's just wrong.
You know what? We all have cracks. Get over it.
So also with that trade, if you are going to hang on to Le'Veon Bell or you are getting him, get out. I'd say as soon as possible. I think Bell has maybe one or two more solid years left, especially with the news with Gase not seeming too fond with him. I just think there's a lot of drama. Even though the GM they did bring over, I have very good hopes for with the whole Sam Darnold thing. So, I mean, they got him from Philly. The dude is gigantic, by the way, that GM. If that guy walks in and he just comes in and be like, I'm the GM. All right. That's cool with me. You're the GM. You want to be my dad? You can be my dad. You want to do anything? That's fine.
Oh, man. All right. So moving on to the next trade. We've got Clint Folawell. I've never said Clint his last name.
Folawell.
How Folawell. Dare you? The I'm fantasy so sorry. Pastor.
DHH_pastor, one of our own. He says, trying to capitalize on the Godwin hype. And he gave Godwin and Rashad Penny for the 101 in a single quarterback PPR league. What do you guys think?
What else did he get?
That's it, just the 101.
I'm not a fan. I would probably have kept Godwin and Penny. I mean, you're 101, you're looking at Harry or Jacobs. And Jacobs, I mean, Penny could get the same production as Jacobs. If Penny becomes a starter and is Carson's out, that Penny could get the exact same production. And then you got Godwin, who is probably going to be what, a receiver too?
I think Godwin over the next two or three seasons should outscore Harry in fantasy points. Is that a hot take?
No, I don't think so.
Not with Bruce Arians on a Bruce Arians offense. That's completely plausible. We've seen Bruce Arians have multiple receivers, you know.
He made JJ Nelson fantasy relevant for a little while.
But exactly. Then you got to think Ronald Jones is probably going to get 1,000 rushing yards. So that's going to
here we go.
No, XFL stats don't count, Tyler.
don't hurt my feelings.
There's a reason behind some of this Godwin hype because he just turned 23 in February. The dude is
good,
super young, and he's good. Like
there's that, yeah.
Every season, I say for the past two seasons, I've compared him to the incoming class, and I would have had him right there with Harry, like right around the 101 in the same spot. So to me, you're just giving Penny away. Sorry, Clint. I agree with these guys too.
Yeah, and just so everyone knows, because I've heard some chatter out in the world about Chris Godwin somehow overtaking Mike Evans. That's not going to happen. That's
insane. God, no.
But yeah. He's still going to be a very solid wide receiver too. Bad job, Clint. Terrible. We're just Tyler actually just DM'd us that you have to take the DHH out of your name now. So good luck with that.
Clint was like one of the first 10 people to join DHH when we first started. So well, I can't speak ill.
Now his DHH is a thing of the pastor.
Oh my God.
All the terrible dad puns tonight.
We're on fire. All right. So next
now you're doing it on purpose.
This is from Kyle Lowe, Mr. Lowe AHS. This is Kamara Thomas, Michael Thomas, and T.Y. Hilton for Melvin Gordon, Travis Kelce, the 108, and Odell or Adams. This is a really loaded trade.
Wow.
So
the one side is what? Michael Thomas.
Kamara, Thomas, and Hilton.
Okay.
And then Gordon, Kelce, 108, and Odell or Adams.
Kelce, 108, and
I'm still keeping Kamara.
This is a big boy trade.
I'm still keeping Kamara, Hilton, and Michael Thomas.
Did you say this is super flex by any chance?
No, this is a non-PPR.
I don't even know what that means.
Ew, was that even a thing?
I know, right? Standard leagues don't count. They don't exist.
So honestly, with the trade, I'd probably go with the running back. The other side, you're not getting a running back. And despite
you're getting Melvin Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a good – I like that Gordon, Kelce, Odell.
That's me too.
Especially with Kelce and the tight end. Like, even if it's not a tight end premium, that tight end spot makes all the difference. Like I've said on past episodes, every team that I had make it deep in the playoffs either had one of the big three. It had Kittle, Kelce, or Ertz. And the tight end position makes a huge difference.
I'm not going to be shocked when Scott Fishbowl kicks off the draft that Travis Kelce is a top five pick in leagues.
Yeah. Kelce, Kittle will be a first rounder, and Ertz will probably be a early second, just because people think Goddard is going to come in and take things away. But
why'd you make him French? It's Goddard.
I thought it was Goddard.
Goddard, whatever. He's American.
He's French Canadian.
Gogurt? Is that what I pack in my son's lunch? He's Gogurt.
He also plays for the Flyers.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, so maybe I missed something. Did Scott release the scoring for this year's SFB?
No, but I'm sure tight end right premium now? Will be involved.
Okay, I'm sure.
I hope he just blows minds and makes it completely standard. Just standard.
Oh my god,
has kickers. Oh my god, the world would burn, and I would
start
laugh.
Three team defenses.
Yeah.
Oh man, that'd be brutal.
That'd be
okay,
great.
So on this one, it seems like consensus is on the Gordon, Kelce, 108, and Odell or Adams having your pick of one of the top receivers.
Yeah, I would take that side as well.
Kamara, Thomas, and Hilton.
Robert, who would you take between? I'm taking Odell, but who would you take, Odell or Adams?
Odell.
That's close.
I would take Odell because I think Baker is a better quarterback.
Yeah, same. Ooh. That's where my mind went. I believe Odell as well. And it's one of those things too, where Adams had one of those seasons where we talked about it earlier. Can he repeat it? Are we going to bet on him repeating that? We're not going to bet on it. It could happen.
I'd bet
Geronimo Allison season.
Oh, Geronimo. I love Geronimo, man. There's no way he's not a wide receiver three if he can play, you know.
Do you guys remember him in the East-West Shrine game? How he just tore it up? Geronimo Allison, and then he went to the Senior Bowl, and then he played well at the Senior Bowl. Like, he was one of those guys, like a Zay Jones, that just went through and played very well during those weeks. And, yeah, that's what I remember with him, because I'm like, damn, he is tall, a lanky kid, and if he is any good, he could be something. And yeah.
Well, that's another thing, is that there's not much competition for targets in Green Bay. So Adams,
ESB.
Yeah. So moving on to the next trade, we've got Kid White 11.
It's WYTE, just for the record.
Oh, okay, yeah. Then that's fine.
This is a Superflex and tight end premium league. And this is Zach Ertz and Daniel Jones for T.Y. Hilton and Darius Geis.
What?
Ertz, so I'm going to take
for Hilton Geis.
I'm going to take Hilton and Geis. And it's not because I don't absolutely hate Daniel Jones. It's just the uncertainty when he's going to play. And in Superflex, if you're in desperate need of a quarterback that bad, I mean, you could probably look elsewhere than going Daniel Jones here.
Don't you have the same worries about Geis, though?
Geis, I the other day, I kept
I'm a little thinking spooked. About,
I kept thinking about that team, and just I've got a this is an all gut feeling. I've got a good feeling about Geis. He may not be the 1,200 yard rusher, but I think he could get 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns. I think that is an
AP says he wants 2,000 yards. How's that going to happen?
Well, AP also wants to reverse time for certain incidents, but he can't do that either.
He's working on it, though. I heard he's got some kind of setup in his shed.
Jeez. But how is Geis? So here's the thing. I look at whatever available evidence I have in front of me to try to figure out what's going on with the team. And Washington had really no need to re-sign AP if they think Geis is going to be able to step on the field.
And then draft Bryce Love.
Well, he's the Chris Thompson replacement in 2020. But yeah, I mean, they've made a couple moves that kind of indicate they don't think Geis is doing all that well. If they would have went out and signed a CJ Anderson, I would have felt a hell of a lot better than them re-signing AP.
I read a blurb about Samaje Perine looking dope AF in the offseason workouts.
I'd be so
he's gonna be somebody else's running back. He's probably not gonna make the team, but
I'd be so happy for that.
So would I.
Hold out hope for him.
I spent the 109 on Perine.
Oh yeah,
Kamara and Hunt.
So I have to mention that. Remember when AP signed with New Orleans and everybody's like, oh okay, Kamara's the third back in that system, and AP just didn't work out so well. I know AP played well last year, but he is 34 years old.
He's also a cyborg.
Yes, that is true. But also, if you don't keep up, if you don't tune up the cyborg, he's going to break down.
Fill thy horn with oil.
The thing is I'm still a fan of Geis, and if any opportunity arises where I can buy low on him, I would go on to it. I just, like I said, I have a weird feeling that Geis is going to be a huge contributor to that team. And Bryce Love is still coming back from that injury. I like Bryce Love, but he's also under 200 pounds, and he will not last as an every down back. So like Shane said, I'm not scared of Bryce Love taking over. So Darius Geis is a buy if he's any cheaper than he is.
I'll say this last tight end premium, right?
Yes.
I'm taking Ertz, and I'll take Daniel Jones in the super flex. I mean, look, Daniel Jones, if you've watched Eli Manning play, there's a good chance Daniel Jones plays around week 9 of next year. And
Ertz, they can't get rid of Eli.
Yeah, and Ertz isn't going anywhere in Philly. Like, I just looked at his contract the other day, and the way they restructured it, he's tied there for a couple more seasons. Alshon will be moving on after next year. Ertz is still Wentz's, BFF. So I'm personally taking the Ertz and Daniel Jones side.
I think one of the things that's forgotten here is just how underrated Hilton is. And so
he stunk for large parts of the season last year, and he was a high end wide receiver too, still at the end of the season.
Yeah. So I think this is one of those trades too, that maybe about where your team's at. If you're competing now, maybe Hilton Geis, but I think the value is probably on the Ertz Daniel Jones side. First round quarterbacks, no matter how much we think they suck, typically have a higher chance of working out than we would be willing to admit. Even if they're just back end, you start them in a bye week kind of thing in a super flex league, that's worth something. So moving on to the last trade before I pass the baton to Tyler. This is from DFF_Justin, Justin Karp. It says another super flex trade. He gave Jarvis Landry, Kenny Golladay, and a 2021st, and he got Michael Thomas. What do you guys think? I'll start with Shane, since he's one of your boys. We're DFF guys.
Gave Landry, who I can't really meh, Golladay, and a 2021st for Michael Thomas. I mean, I could see doing it. I think I'd rather hold on to the Landry-Golladay 2021st side, only because I think Golladay takes a step closer towards Michael Thomas this season. But if I have a bunch of assets and I'm just trying to consolidate, I can see making that trade for Michael Thomas. So I'm going to give it a percentage. I'm 51% on the Golladay side and 49% on the Michael Thomas side.
A razor thin difference.
It's really close. Like, there's just a few votes inside my own brain that could flip it.
I think Landry's going to have a better season than most people are projecting him for. I think we all think that Golladay is going to be the dude. And at 2021st, I'm going to take that side, but I'm more 60-40. Michael Thomas, I love the talent, but once Drew Brees is gone, and we don't know who's going to play quarterback, if it's Teddy, cool. We don't know that. But I know Drew Brees has a $40 million cap hit next year. So it's going to be interesting. It could be a quicker transition at quarterback position in New Orleans than we think it's going to be. And that scares me just a little bit. Still like the player, but quarterback's an important part of it too. So, you know, I don't think he's a DeAndre Hopkins that can play with me at quarterback and still produce fantasy numbers. So I'm going to go with the package.
Yeah, I completely agree. So there's a couple trades from leagues that some of us are in are all, well, not all of us, Justin. I think I'm in one league with you now.
Yes, but Marvel League. Heck yeah.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
I don't talk about that league.
So
I don't like you guys.
We're going to go over a trade, and it's between the Dynasty Warzone and Trade Addicts. And the Warzone gave up Derek Carr and Paris Campbell and the 2023rd. And Trade Addicts Pod gave up Sam Darnold, Zay Jones, and a 2025th. So, Shane, since you are our guest and you are also in the league, what side did you think won this one?
Man, you know, the more I thought about this, I get the wrong car name wrong when I say the first name. So, I want the Carr Parrish Campbell side. I don't think much of Zay Jones. I think he's the wide receiver 5 next year, wide receiver 4 maybe. And I think Derek Carr could have just an insane next couple seasons with Antonio Brown and Tyrell Williams and Josh Jacobs. And like we were saying, Darren Waller really going to put that offense on the map. Yeah, so I'm going to take that side. I like Darnold, but that's the only piece from that other side that matters.
Yeah, Doug.
I agree. I'm going to go Derek Carr. I think that he's, you know, he has the chance to be, I don't think he's going to be a QB1 per se, but he's going to be a rock solid QB2 for you. And I like the upside of Campbell. So I'm going to go there. Although I do, Tyler and I, we own Darnold in a couple of co-owned leagues. So I'm a big Darnold guy, but I'll take the Carr Campbell side.
Justin.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that. The package. I think there's some potential there for this season.
Yeah, and honestly, I'd probably agree. I love Paris Campbell. I think he is going to shine in that offense in Indy. So our next trade is going to come from Trade Addicts 7. It is a league with a bunch of people. You got Grandpa in there, Shane.
Yeah, I wasn't invited to that league.
You're already in one. You can only be in one.
I don't want to hear about the rule. Michael doesn't even know he's in the league because he's senile. So I think they should have put me in there because I would at least remember I'm in the league. But anyway, from that league, Pop made a trade.
No, he did not. It's Memphis again and Riley Bymaster, who we talked about. And Doug and I, this is a league where we co-own together. And it is one of my favorite team names. It is Dougie Daycare because I like to say Doug is there to watch over me in this league so I don't do anything stupid.
And I'm a stay-at-home dad, so it is very appropriate.
And our picture is the best, and it's of the movie poster. And Doug is Eddie Murphy, and I actually put his face on Eddie Murphy, and then I put one. It was the little girl holding a rope to him, dragging him back. And that is where my face is, and it is fantastic. I love it.
I will not say anything about what you just said.
Yeah. Dresses are very breathable. They are very nice during the summer. So back off, dude.
Sundress season.
So Memphis gives up Mike Williams and a 2021st, and Riley gave up Melvin Gordon.
Riley's an idiot.
So Shane.
Yeah, I like I like Mike Williams. I like first round draft picks, but Melvin Gordon's just, his floor is a running back 1. His ceiling is the running back 1.
Running back 1.
So, I mean, even if I'm in a rebuild, I think I should get a little more back than a wide receiver that I think can be a wide receiver 2. And a 2021st, no matter how deep the class is. So for Melvin Gordon, who is an elite running back, a top 5 running back, even if everyone seems to forget, give me the Gordon side.
This is when I know that I messed up as a parent because my son is making bad dynasty trades.
Oh yeah, that's so right.
I will have to talk to my son, and I know that they can't reverse the trade because he's his own man. He's in college now. I pay for part of his tuition, but I'll have a private chat with him when he comes home, when he's done with school, and we'll have a talk.
And Justin, what do you think of the trade?
Yeah, I'm taking the Gordon side all day. I think that he did give a little bit too much, or didn't get enough back. It's not necessarily that he gave too much. I guess that's just semantics, though. So yeah, Gordon, I think you nailed it. His bottom side is running back 12. You're selling him at this point, like you think he's about to lose his job, or that you think he's not going to get re-signed with LA. And I just don't think that those are either feasible things. So Mike Williams, he's going to have a Keenan Allen injury before he does anything more than, like you said, a wide receiver too. So the upside is just not there. Unless that 2021st is like a guaranteed top three pick. And even then, it's always a projection at this point.
If it's one of my son's teams, it very well could be.
Well, the thing is the 2021st is from the guy who got Melvin Gordon. So you're getting a first from a team who you just made better.
That's
in that
true.
Aspect. So exactly. you're putting bets in that, oh, I just gave this guy a superstar. It's his pick. Enough. Yeah.
Well, so, was it their first though?
Yeah, it was.
It was. Okay.
So yeah, I'm not a big Melvin Gordon fan. I honestly don't know if I own him anywhere. So he's going to probably go off and be the RB1. But anywho, Melvin Gordon's a guy. Yeah, he's 26. He's had a couple knee issues. But man, he is the offense, and he is what makes that offense run. And no pun intended. So yeah, Melvin Gordon side all the way. You're looking at it as what? Mike Williams is a first-round pick, 2021st, a mid-first. So two first-rounders for Melvin Gordon. That's a smash accept all day. So that is all I have, Doug.
Cool. Awesome. So that's been some dynasty trades. We don't do it very often, but I wanted to thank everyone that was able to tweet at us. And it's nice to have some activity in leagues that we can speak about as well. Always fun. Always fun. So first of all, I'll thank Justin for coming on. He had to do a little kid emergency. He's going to be right back. So if he comes back, cool. I'll give him some time. If not, then Justin, thank you for coming on in place of Tim this week. Tyler, thank you as always. And Shane, the stage is yours. Plug what you got going on. You said you wrote an article about the Wentz deal, if I remember correctly. So where can we find that? Where can we find you?
It's in crayon.
Yeah, it's in crayon. and it's mostly pictures. Words are hard.
That speaks to Tyler to the core.
Yeah. I read or look at his articles all the time. They're probably the only articles I can understand fully. So thank you, Shane.
I don't really have anything to plug. Just check out the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, because I don't know, we're good at the podcasting thing. Check out Dynasty Football Factory. Just tweet at me. Just don't involve me in trade polls. And when you tag 468 other people, because I won't respond to you in any way other than hitting the mute button. But other than that, man, nothing. Just excited I got to be on the show tonight with Tyler and yourself and Justin. Me and Justin go back, to the early 2015s, 2016s.
Yeah, 2015, New Hollywood, man.
Yeah. He's one of my oldest friends in the community, or one of the few people that still likes me that's known me this long.
You just called you old Justin.
I'll take it. I'll take being an old friend.
No, old.
Oh,
you're old.
Well, yeah. That coming from Shane's still probably a compliment.
Yeah.
Can we cue the Golden Girls
Shane's
song?
Like 63 or something like that.
Thank you for being a friend. Boom, 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 mountain. Oh, sorry. I'm saying Golden Girls. Let's wrap this thing up. Thanks again for coming on, Shane. Justin, for coming on in place of Tim this week. Make sure you check out that Patreon episode we're going to be recording here shortly. Thank you to Trophy Smack, code DHH Ring. Don't forget that to get your free championship ring. And the Sitter Start app. That's going to wrap us up for Dynasty Happy Hour this week. We will see you next week.
That's all the time we have for Dynasty Happy Hour. If you're looking for more fantasy football advice, be sure and follow the guys on Twitter. Doug at DaFantasyFather, Tim at DHH underscore Tim, Tyler at DHH underscore Tyler. Check out DynastyHappyHour.com for rankings, articles, ADP, shirts, and so much more. Need a question answered on the show? Hit the guys up on Twitter at DynastyHHPod, on the contact link on the site, or by email. DHH at DynastyHappyHour.com. Music is brought to you by the Fantasy Hitman, Mike Wright. We'll catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour.